This goes to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Macht, M like Mary, A-C-H-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-463-1534 regarding Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T, last name is Wiltse, W-I-L-T-S-E. Date of birth is 9/11/1976. Dear Ms. Macht, this is a consultation for for Wyatt, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria, which is worsened when checked this year. He had microscopic range of microalbuminuria 5 and 10 years ago, according to labs, but this year it's become gross proteinuria. Currently, he's feeling well. He's on Zithromax for sinus infection, and that is clearing things up, as well as several nasal sprays. He has had diabetes for many years, and it has been poorly controlled. He does check his blood sugar 2 to 3 times a day and states that his readings are usually about 150 in the morning, fasting. The lunchtime numbers are around 100, sometimes 90, and the evening hours may even be lower than that at times. he has been on lisinopril for many years and was recently started on Jardiance 25 milligram once daily in March. And labs have not been rechecked since that time. He did gain about 40 pounds of weight over the last 2 years, and he's gradually losing it again. He believes he's lost about 10 pounds through restricting calories and following a careful diabetic low-salt diet and trying to get exercise as possible. He does not want to use a GLP-1 inhibitor yet. He'd rather watch more data and see how people do over time. He's hoping he wouldn't have to get on one more medication that he'll have to stay on for the rest of his life. And he'd like to be able to lose weight through diet and exercise at this time if possible. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no chest pain, palpitations, no shortness of breath, no cough or wheezing currently. No edema or claudication symptoms, and he feels like he empties his bladder well. No incontinence, no nocturia. Past medical history, type 2 diabetes for many years, hyperlipidemia with very intense muscle spasms and cramping when he took rosuvastatin. So he currently is resistant to trying a different statin. He's had a history of one focal seizure many years ago, depression, diabetic retinopathy, hypertension, and obesity. Past surgical history, he had a cholecystectomy, laparoscopic type in 2022. Social history, he's never smoked cigarettes. He does not use vaping. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is single, and he's a graphic designer. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes and cancer. Review of systems as stated above. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Keflex and Crestor. Medications, he is on Jardiance, 25 milligram daily since March of this year. Lantus, insulin at 60 units once daily. Lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. Novolog, regular insulin, 16 units 3 times a day with meals, and he's been using slightly less at lunchtime due to the low sugars. Symbicort inhaler is 160/4.5. Two inhalations twice a day for 30 days, and Ventolin rescue inhaler, two inhalations every 4 hours as needed, not used on a regular basis. Physical exam, height is 68 inches, weight 270 pounds, pulse is 100, Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 140/70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is erythematous with some cloudy, thick drainage in the posterior pharynx. Neck is supple. There's mild lymphadenopathy, anterior cervical chains. No jugular venous distension. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, non-pitting edema of the lower extremities. Sensation and motion are intact. Pedal pulse is 2+ with brisk capillary refill. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done 3/24/26. The urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 7.96. His creatinine is 0.78, which is greater than 60. Calcium 9.4, sodium 138, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 27, albumin is 4.3. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin is 16.8. Normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. And he does have a CT scan of abdomen and pelvis with contrast. That was done 7/21/25. That did reveal normal sized kidneys without hydronephrosis. And there was a small right anterior renal cyst seen. And the urinary bladder appeared unremarkable. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy causing worsening proteinuria. Also, possibly this could be secondary to hyperfiltration injury or a secondary F, these are all capital letters, F like Frank, S like Sam, G like golf, S like Sam. We do agree that he should continue Jardiance. And we are going to increase lisinopril to make that as strong as possible at the maximum dose of 40 milligram a day. That script was sent up to Mount Pleasant Walmart for him. We've asked him to check blood pressure. He doesn't have a cuff to check it at home, but he can go into the pharmacy and use their machine at no cost. And so he'll do that if he has any symptoms of low blood pressure. And he will follow his low-salt diabetic diet. We're going to have lab studies done a week after increasing the dose of lisinopril and then every 3 months thereafter. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 9 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.